So how far down does growth fall? I mean, at this point, we're going into the current quarter with growth somewhere north of 3%. The consensus is pretty much for growth around 2% in the first quarter. Do you see it much lower than that?
Well, you know, the GDP figures for any given quarter can have a lot of noise in them. So I'm going to answer the question a little bit differently. I agree. First of all, I agree we're going to have a strong print, pretty strong print for the fourth quarter, although that may be revised down a little bit, and then we're going to have something less than the first, depending on weather, depending on, you know, timing. You know, we could have an okay quarter in the first, or it could be quite weak. But the U.S. economy is not going to look like it's going to recession right away. What we are going to see, though, is exports eroding, some slowdown in consumer spending, and a deterioration in the global economy. It's not just Europe that is, you know, getting worse, although it's clearly that's the part of the economy in a recession. But look around Asia and look even in Latin America, look in Eastern Europe. You know, there are significant signs of deterioration almost everywhere. We are going to find that the effects of that on our own economy are growing, and we're going to see it through markets, through financial instability, and of course, through our exports.
So you don't buy the decoupling argument one bit.
No, I don't think there's ever a decoupling. It's just always a question of when you look at a number of cars coupled together, which one is how big pulling which other one how much, and to determine what the outcome will be.
That's a good sort of analogy. It makes me think of China. We'll get into it a little more on the other side of the break, but just quickly, how big is the car that's pulling China, or whatever you said? I mean, how much is it going to be hurt by what's happening in Europe?
Well, China is already weakening. The fact that we saw today their imports have fallen off sharply, that's a rough proxy, and I don't want to put too much emphasis on one month's data, but the trend is weakening. It's a rough proxy for their ordering of raw materials for manufacturing. Obviously, they import other things as well, but the Chinese exports have been falling, and with a lag, their production is slowing down, and their imports are slowing as well. China is being hurt there. There's this talk today about China doing something more to boost their economy. Of course, the officials have been back and forth between fighting inflation and giving their economy a boost. The fundamental problem is China is no longer this export miracle in a relatively prosperous world where it can just grow incredibly rapidly as export industries expand. Now it's much more of a state-run economy again, and that export sector is still there, but it's not growing as fast.
David Levy from the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center is our guest this hour. When we come back,